the little calves. Jiva Goswami explains how Krishna would embrace a little calf. And Krishna knows every devotee's innermost consciousness. So if any calf had an itch, Krishna knew exactly where that calf was itching. And Krishna would go right up to that little calf and scratch, embrace the calf with one arm and then scratch. If the itch was in the side of her face, Krishna would scratch it. If the itch was in the bottom of her neck, Krishna would scratch it. So personal. And sometimes Krishna would put his forehead against the calf's forehead and press their heads together. And then Krishna would say to the little calf, if you're missing your mother, I will immediately take you back to your mother. And the little calf is thinking, Krishna cares so much about me. Krishna is so personal to me. This is the loving reciprocation of Vrindavan. And every evening when it was time to bring the cows back to Nandagaon, Krishna would climb the tree called Terakadamba. And he would call out the names of every single cow. Now there's over 900,000. So how long does it take to chant all those names? It took Krishna 1 second. Because Krishna has achintya shakti. He has inconceivable potencies. And in Vrindavan, those inconceivable potencies are manifested in how he increases the ecstasy of his devotees through his love. So Krishna could say one name. He could call out Surabhi, and every single cow would hear Krishna chanting her name. Shamali, Godavari, whatever it was. And each cow, out of almost a million cows, each one is thinking, Krishna's personally calling me. Of all these cows, he's just calling me. And that cow would moo. And when the cow would moo, Krishna would hear that cow chanting his names. Because Krishna knows every language. And then the cows would run. Krishna's calling me. The cows would run. Their bags were massive bags filled with milk. Each of these Kamadhenu cows could give incredible, unlimited qualities of milk. And because their motherly love for Krishna was so much awakened, milk was pouring out of their bags as their bags were swaying back and forth, and they were running to meet Krishna, and their tails were raised. And each one of them came to Terakadamba. And each one saw that Krishna's only looking at me. But none of them become proud. Because if you have any proud, if you have any false pride, you cannot be there. They're simply grateful. If you're grateful, you're humble. If you're ungrateful, you become falsely proud.